GOP slams Biden's legacy, failed far-left agenda ahead of SOTU, Americans know real State of Union. By Joshua Klein on February 7, 2023. Republican officials slammed President Joe Biden's legacy ahead of his State of the Union address, pointing to the multiple crises affecting the nation as a result of the Democrat leader's abundant failures, while calling to reverse course. As lawmakers gather for the Tuesday night address, the 80-year-old president is preparing to showcase his efforts to rebuild the country's economy, set the stage for his bid for a 2024 re-election, and likely demand Congress approve an amnesty for the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens. Meanwhile, GOP members tore into the president's legacy, highlighting the current unenthusiastic state of the nation. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, insisted Americans will not forget the multiple crises Joe Biden created, listing crime, border, inflation, national security and energy crises among them. Biden's failures will be on full display, she declared. Biden must answer for the cost of his failed far-left agenda on hard-working families, his weakness on the world stage, and reckless government spending, she added in another tweet. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, pointed to the inconvenient truths of higher inflation, mortgage rates, credit card interest rates, and food prices. The rich are getting richer while middle-class Americans suffer, he wrote. Crushing inflation, a border crisis, and weakness on China. That's President Biden's legacy after 2 years, wrote Senator Tom Cotton, RR. Biden's performance as president couldn't be worse as he prepares for SOTU. And Americans agree, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, tweeted. Families in WV and across America continue to struggle because the policies and priorities of the Biden administration have made essential items unaffordable, wrote Senator Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, as she called on the president to address the matter during his address. Will Joe Biden discuss the classified documents he kept in his garage during tonight's #SOTU? Asked the GOP Judiciary Committee. Americans know the real state of the union every time they buy groceries, put gas in the tank, can't find baby formula or medications, and lose a loved one to fentanyl pouring over our border, wrote RSC Budget and Spending Task Force Chairman Ben Klein, RVA. Ahead of the #SOTU tomorrow, the verdict is already in on the state of Americans' finances. After 2 years under Biden, things are significantly worse, tweeted the official Twitter account of the North Carolina Republican Party. According to a new ABC News poll, a record number of people say they are financially worse off under Joe Biden. A record number of Americans feel worse off since President Biden took office, wrote California Republican Young Kim. It's clear that families see through partisan gimmicks and want common sense policies to get us back on track. After 2 years in office, President Biden's legacy can be summed up in one word: failure, tweeted Senate Republicans. Tonight, you can expect President Joe Biden to brag about how good life is under his policies. He's living in a fantasy land, wrote Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Iowans are living the reality of the Biden economy and it's busting their budgets and draining their retirement accounts. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, pointed to the real state of the union, the millions of migrant border crossings under Biden. The Republican National Committee tweeted that after just 2 years of Biden, America is already tired of Biden, referencing a new ABC News poll revealing a record number of people say they are financially worse off under Joe Biden. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, lamented the deteriorating state of the union, as he pointed to the state of the border, economy, crime, and foreign affairs. We all expect Joe Biden's State of the Union address to be nothing but a distortion of reality, wrote Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA. No matter what POTUS says tonight, the State of the Union is an utter failure, declared Representative Carlos Jimenez, RFL. Americans deserve accountability for the suffering and crises caused by the Biden administration's disastrous policies, wrote Representative Debbie Lesko, RAS. Will the State of the Union be full of more excuses? America is watching, she added. Representative Ashley Hinson, RYA, highlighted President Biden's resume, which entails 4.5 million illegal immigrant encounters, the highest inflation in 40 years, and the lowest SPR levels since 1984. It's time to reverse course, she argued. More Americans than ever before report they are worse off financially now than before Joe Biden took office, wrote Representative Scott Franklin, RFL. If the president plans to tout his economic record as strong in tomorrow night's hashtag so too, he should go back to the drawing board. Americans need real solutions now, he added. The American people don't deserve the glossy misdirection they'll hear tomorrow night from President Biden. They deserve the truth, an apology, and common sense solutions, wrote Republican Tim Scott of South Carolina. President Biden tomorrow giving his hashtag so too speech with his rose-colored glasses, wrote Representative Randy Weber, RTX. I can't wait to watch his everything is peachy speech while everyday Americans are struggling to make ends meet, he added. Freshman Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, pointed to all those things Americans won't hear in Biden's address, including record border crossings, record inflation, record crime, record drug overdoses, as well as low wages, high prices and any real solutions to fix these problems. Will Joe Biden confront the Chinese Communist Party in his remarks tomorrow night or will he allow the illegal incursion into our sovereign airspace to go unmentioned? Hunt asked in another tweet, adding that American families are struggling because of Biden's historic policy failures. He also anticipated that the president would offer empty rhetoric and not real solutions. Some called attention to the recent discovery of a rogue Chinese surveillance balloon, which Beijing confirmed originated in China but claimed had accidentally drifted far afield of its original course and into both Canada and America. Flew for days across the western seaboard before confused onlookers in Montana began filming it in the skies, prompting the DoD to confirm the Chinese vessel had reached U.S. airspace. China is going to skip the State of the Union. They've already surveyed it, mocked Representative Thomas Massie, RKY. Joe Biden is going to blow so much hot air at the State of the Union that he could inflate another Chinese spy balloon, wrote Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY. Hard to say the State of the Union is strong when our commander-in-chief lets a Chinese spy balloon fly across our entire country before doing anything about it, wrote Representative Jim Jordan, RO. On Saturday, Representative Mary Miller, REL, announced she was boycotting Biden's State of the Union address, telling Breitbart News she will not sit there and listen to the 80-year-old commander-in-chief continue to lie. I will not be attending. I do not plan to show up to and listen to him continue to lie, the congresswoman said, explaining that Biden's entire presidency has been filled with lie after lie. And I'm not going to sit there and listen to him lie and then watch the media and other members of Congress applaud him his lies, she added, listing a series of examples of Biden's blunders, from lying about the border crisis to energy prices. The address comes as less than a quarter of Americans expressed satisfaction with the current State of the Union, according to a fresh Gallup survey. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.